The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. And the reason given for this, or one of the reasons given for this, is because on this Shabbos a great miracle happened in that year when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, when they left Egypt. In that year, it was 3,335 years ago exactly. So they left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, just as this year, also the first day of Pesach is going to be on Thursday. So the Shabbos that preceded that was the 10th of Nisan. On that day, they had a special mitzvah from Hashem to take a sheep to eat and teach Jewish home and keep that sheep in the home, tied to their bed. And that 4 days later, on the 14th of Nisan, on Wednesday, they would bring that sheep as a sacrifice and eat the meat by what was going to be the first Pesach Seder. And later that night would be Yetzias Mitzrayim, the redemption. And as the Medrash tells us, that when the Egyptians see that all the Jewish people are bringing sheep to their homes, so they ask them, what's this all about? What's going on? And the Jewish people tell them of this mitzvah, that they have this sheep that they're going to shech, they're going to slaughter and eat. And on that night, all the firstborn Egyptians are going to die, and the Jews are going to be let out of Egypt. When the firstborn Egyptians hear this, what the Jewish people said, they come to Paro and to the palace, and they demand that he releases the Jewish people. After all, the firstborns felt in mortal danger, that they're told that they're going to be dying in a couple days, and they demanded that Pari redeems the Jewish people. Pari did not let. A civil war breaks out, and there's a tremendous war amongst the Egyptians, the firstborn against Pari's armies, and many, many people are killed, it would seem, in that war. And this is the great miracle that happened on that Shabbos. That's the reason given in Halacha. Now, so according to this, and again, we call the day Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. According to this, there doesn't seem to be a real connection between the miracle and Shabbos. It's just that it happened to be on Shabbos, because the 10th of Nisan was on Shabbos. And that's when this happened, when they brought the sheep to their bed, because that was when the mitzvah was given. And yet, we know in Torah everything is exact, and it's called Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos, indicating that there's a special connection between this miracle and Shabbos. In fact, the very fact that Hashem had them do this on Shabbos, he told them to take that sheep and tie it to their bed on Shabbos, means that Hashem wanted it to be done specifically on Shabbos, even though Shabbos would not seem to be the most appropriate time to go out and buy sheep and can tie it to the bed and so on. And yet, there's this special connection here, that this miracle had to happen on Shabbos. And what is it? What's the deeper relationship between this miracle and Shabbos? So much so that for all generations, this is called the Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos, because of this great miracle. And the Rebbe teaches that if we look deeper, there's actually a very profound connection between specifically this miracle and specifically what Shabbos is all about. And the idea is, because one could ask, what was so great about this miracle? I mean, after all, there was a civil war amongst the Egyptians. The firstborn Egyptians were demanding that the Jewish people be released, and the other Egyptians, you know, did not follow suit. But so there was a war amongst the Egyptians. This did not result in the redeeming of the Jewish people. The Egyptians did not redeem the Jewish people, and they didn't redeem them until, 4 days later, when you had the that death of the firstborn, Machas Becheres. So it would seem, yes, it was interesting history in Egypt and a civil war. But what's the greatness of this miracle? And the answer is because in this, what you have over here is that the Egyptians themselves are turning around. That within the Egyptians, the firstborn are already demanding and working to overthrow Paro. So whereas typically when you have a miracle and the Jewish people are going to be saved, it's through Hashem performing a miracle or through a battle against our enemies. And our enemies are drowned, or our enemies are vanquished. But here was the enemy itself that started coming apart. That started the enemy itself, the Egyptians themselves, many of them already were seeing the hand of Hashem and were turning around against Paro. So that the greatness of this miracle really is about transformation. That the evil itself, the wicked themselves, were beginning to be transformed and were battling evil themselves. And really, in one word, that's the message of Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of transformation, a day where that which is typically not holy becomes transformed and elevated into a place of holiness. The Medrash says, a beautiful Medrash on the Pasuk, it says, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos and Tehillim. David HaMelech writes, let's sing the song of Shabbos. And the Medrash says that the day of Shabbos is reminiscent or reminds of the impending Yom Shekula Shabbos and Menucha, the day that will always be Shabbos when the coming of Mashiach. And it says something, that the word Shabbos is connected to the word Lahashbis, which means destruction. And the Medrash goes on to say that when Mashiach will come, Hashem will destroy all negative forces in this world. All negative forces, negative animals or killers or anything that's a negative, that's a mazik, that's a damager, will be destroyed when Mashiach will come. And the Medrash goes on to say that there are two opinions. One is that Hashem will destroy them and remove them from the world. And the other opinion is, no, all of those negative forces will remain in the world, but their negativity will be destroyed. Their negative form, those negative nature that they have will be destroyed, and they'll be transformed into positive forces. And the Medrash says that that's the truer, that's the greater level, and that's the truer promise of what will be when Mashiach will come, not so much about destruction of the evil and the negative, but more about its transformation. And all of that is felt in the world to some degree on every Shabbos. And every Shabbos, the world is transformed to a holier place. The regular eating and drinking and enjoying that throughout the week is not a mitzvah, and Shabbos becomes a mitzvah because of this power of transformation. So really, if Shabbos is all about transformation, and this great miracle of the 10th of Nisan, of that Shabbos HaGadol right before Pesach was about transformation, the beginning of the transformation of the Egyptians, that the firstborn themselves were transformed to take the side of the Jewish people. This is why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. It's because it's the day of transformation of evil, transformation of wicked, that preceded even Yetzias Mitzrayim. And of course, the obvious lesson and message for us as we prepare for Pesach and we prepare for going out of Egypt, everyone in our own way, and through breaking through our own boundaries and barriers, we have to know that we have the ability not only to break down that which is negative around us and within ourselves, but we have the even greater power of Shabbos HaGadol, of creating through our resolve and through our firmness and connecting ourselves to Hashem, we're able to transform, or at least to begin the transformation process of those which would seem negative feelings, emotions, people, surrounding circumstances, and to begin that transformation, which will be completed with the coming of Mashiach, when everything will be transformed to only goodness and holiness. May it be very speedily. Have a wonderful Shabbos.